Hey everyone, welcome to Builder's Briefing for March 31st, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam, and we've got a packed show today. The MCP ecosystem is leveling up. Copilot apparently snuck an ad into a pull request, and Cloudflare's bot detection is reading your React state. Fun times.
Yeah, that last one especially. I had to read it twice. But let's start with the big story, because I think it's going to matter a lot for anyone building agentic stuff right now.
So the hero story today is Mick Porter, dropped by Staccato. The idea is dead simple, but solves a real pain point. It wraps any MCP server so you can call its tools as plain TypeScript functions, or even package them as standalone CLI commands. No more fighting with transport layers and JSON RPC boilerplate.
Right, and what's wild is how obvious this feels in hindsight. Like, if you've been building agentic workflows where your orchestrator needs to call MCP tools programmatically, not through a chat interface, you've been writing a ton of glue code. This just collapses that entire layer.
Exactly. And there's a companion tool called Skillshare that's also trending, which syncs your tool configurations across Claude Code, Codex, and other AI CLIs. So you pair those two together, and you've got a real story for standardizing how your whole team's agents access tools.
I think this signals something bigger, honestly. MCP's next phase isn't about more servers. It's about better consumption patterns. You're going to see this ecosystem split into server authors on one side, and a growing layer of adapters and SDKs on the other that just make the protocol invisible.
Well said. The teams that treat MCP as plumbing rather than product surface are going to iterate the fastest. All right, let's talk AI news. And this first one is a doozy.
The Copilot ad thing?
Yeah, a developer documented Copilot inserting what appears to be promotional content directly into a pull request, like actual ad copy in the diff, and nobody on the team caught it before it almost merged.
That's terrifying if you're running any kind of AI-assisted code review or auto-merge pipeline. It's a really good reminder. Treat AI-generated diffs with the same scrutiny you'd give a third-party dependency. Audit before merge every single time.
There's also a great piece making the rounds arguing that coding agents could make free software matter again. The logic is, when AI agents can fork, fix, and maintain open-source projects at near zero cost, the economics flip back hard in favor of open code bases.
That's interesting, because I've actually seen this starting to happen. If you're on the fence about open sourcing something, factor in that agents dramatically lower the contribution barrier. Your open project might attract way more agent-driven maintenance than you'd expect.
And then there's the cognitive dark forest essay, arguing that AI-generated content is poisoning online discovery. Real thinkers are going quiet because the noise floor is just too high. If you're building content-heavy products, you should be thinking about provenance signals and trust indicators now.
Yeah, that one hit home. It's getting genuinely harder to find real human insight, and it's only going to get worse. Okay, can we jump to the security section? Because the Cloudflare story blew my mind.
Absolutely. So someone did a deep reverse engineering of ChatGPT's Cloudflare turnstile challenge, and it turns out it's inspecting React component state and DOM internals as part of bot detection. Like, it's reading your React state before you even type anything.
This is a two-sided story. If you're building browser automation or scraping tools, fingerprint evasion just got way harder. But it's also a huge cautionary tale. If you're shipping React apps with sensitive client-side state, you need to assume third-party scripts can read it.
Also in security, Quip Network released HashSigs Rs, a Rust implementation of hash-based post-quantum signature schemes. If you're building anything with long-lived cryptographic commitments, blockchain document signing, worth evaluating before those NIST post-quantum migration deadlines start biting.
Smart to get ahead of that one now, rather than scrambling later.
Quick DevTools Roundup. C++ 26 is finalized. Herb Sutter's trip report from the London ISO meeting confirms it. Compiler support will land incrementally through 2027, and contracts are going to reshape how people write safety-critical code.
And there's River, which is a fast background jobs library for Go backed by Postgres. If you're running Go services on Postgres and using Redis just for job queues, you can drop that dependency entirely. Postgres native background jobs with transactional NQ, one fewer piece of infrastructure to manage.
Love that pattern. Also, Shenglo, the person behind React Motion and Reason, released Pretext, a TypeScript library for precise multi-line text measurement and layout. If you're building canvas editors or diagram tools, and you've been hacking around measure text limitations, this one's for you.
Oh, and Sherry, a programming language that compiles to Apple shortcuts. Write real code, dead an Apple shortcut with version control and proper programming constructs. That's such a niche, but brilliant idea.
All right, rapid-fire quick hits. Washington State banned non-compete agreements. Great news whether you're hiring or leaving. CodingFought is a fun tournament-style game to pick your next CodingFought. Link in the briefing. And Philly courts are banning all smart eyeglasses starting next week.
Wait, Philly courts? Like, you can't wear your Ray-Ban Metas into a courthouse? I guess that makes sense for recording concerns, but that's a sign of things to come.
Also, WaterFox is celebrating 15 years of maintaining a Firefox fork, with respect for that kind of persistence. So here's the takeaway for today. The MCP ecosystem is entering what I'd call the make-it-disappear phase. Tools like McPorter and Skillshare are abstracting away the protocol, so developers just call functions and agents, just use tools. If you're building with MCP servers, invest in typed wrappers and cross-tool config sync now.
And separately, that Cloudflare React state inspection story is a genuine wake-up call. If you're shipping React apps with sensitive client state, assume it's not private. Harden accordingly.
That's the show for today. Links to everything we mentioned are in the briefing. We'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, go wrap your MCP servers and audit your client-side state. Thanks for listening, everyone.
See you next time. Happy building.